Taylor Watch.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch.
Hooray!
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
What a weekend.
What a jam-packed weekend.
A jam-packed
not for me.
Weekend. No, not for a little bit for me.
Oh.
But not really. I was traveling. I was with babies all weekend. So it was jam-packed in that way.
Just on the topic of babies, I saw a very cute baby at the park, and I was thinking, I can't remember the last time I interacted with a baby.
You were hanging out with a baby.
Yeah.
Cherish the moments.
Yeah.
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 I went to visit with some friends of mine, some who just had babies, and some
did your friend give birth?
My other friend,
the one that was in labor
a while ago.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That baby's a couple weeks old
okay,
now,
good.
And that baby is lovely and perfect.
Oh,
so,
love.
So no worries. And so, but yeah, I met a newborn baby. I was hanging out with a 9-month-old baby and then also like a 2-year-old toddler.
Baby,
hanging out at
baby
breweries
city.
And stuff. You know, strollers out the ass.
Oh,
and
so,
yeah. That's a thing. It's like.
Take your baby to the brewery.
Breweries
that makes
apparently
sense.
Is a spot where people bring their kids. So like if you're trying
there's
to go to a
brewery.
There's
a lot of like, yeah. You know, there's like usually like a oversized game of tic-tac-toe
yeah,
or like
that kind
you
of
know
shit. Yeah like, breweries I've come to find out are extremely kid friendly, so if you're looking for like a kid friendly location to also be an adult, breweries are the spot. So
hell yeah.
Yes, I was with kids. Just it was a very different kind of weekend than I've had in a long time.
Damn.
And but it, yeah, it was a good time. It was just a lot of a lot of kids stuff,
a lot of kids.
Learned a lot about it, and
now
you know.
and now I know
yeah. I'm glad to know, and then I got to come home and take a nap.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was lovely.
Yeah,
but yes, we had a crazy weekend for us personally, and also for Taylor herself. Obviously she's out and about. We can start with the fact that she did attend the game opener in Kansas City.
Yes.
Looking hot.
Looking incredible.
Wagalicious.
Loving the maroon boots. Loved the all denim outfit. She looked fabulous. She really loves, I saw a funny tweet. It's like Taylor Swift preparing for like the NFL season, and it's her getting her side bang ready.
I saw that too. Yeah. The swoop bang. She loves the side bang.
She loves
the
side bang
for
the games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She does full bang for her pop star and then side bang for her wagging.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it was great. It was nice to see her all there with the fam. She was sitting right next to Ed.
Right next
which was
to
funny.
Ed.
Yeah.
Donna was there at one point towards the end. Like she came up and they were like holding hands.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was cute. Yeah, just chilling with the fam, game opener, and they won. And we were on location at a bar/client event, and we were wearing our Taylor Watch tees.
Yep.
Thank you guys to everybody who tagged us wearing your own.
Yes.
That was so fun.
So fun. So that
And with the Send Home the Horses and Rodeo Reputation Clowns shirt. Everybody loves
that
shirt.
That'll be our VMA shirt.
Yes, big time VMA shirt. So if you store.barstoolsports.com is where you get both of those shirts.
Yeah.
But also, we went, we watched the game, we were having an exciting time. We, of course, need to pat ourselves on the back a little bit where football is concerned, because the draft queens hit their parlay. La 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 la. Oh, yeah, that's right. Harry.
Thou hast seen the two ladies of the draft queens. Of the Draft Queen Kingdom.
The Draft Queens have arrived on the scene.
And
they have delivered a win.
And per usual, the Queens bring us prosperity and growth in the economy. And that comes with their 3-leg parlay. In which thou Chiefs destroy thou Ravens. In a joust.
In a joust.
To the end.
A fight to the death.
Yes.
And it truly lasted the end. And we thought for a moment our head was hanging off, but alas, it was not.
Yes.
And the referees were on our side as always.
Woo!
So the Chiefs won. That was exciting. We also had, obviously, we'll talk more about next week's, and a little bit more about like the football aspect of it when we talk about our draft queens segment fully for Thursday
yeah.
Because we have to now we got to get back in the trenches. Jay, we did well. So parlay, if you were following along with us, you know, betting on DraftKings with us, we had the Chiefs winning, beating the Ravens. We had the Eagles, over on the total points Packers. Made, the Eagles, yep. Eagles-Packers game, and it went way over 50 points, more than that, ended up being by the end of the game, which was fabulous. And then Josh Allen scoring a touchdown, yep. And for good measure, he scored two.
Two.
So, yeah,
my mom texted me on the second touchdown. I was like, the parlay hit. I was like, Mom, he scored like an
hour
ago.
It already hit. It already hit, girly girl.
But crazy craziness for it to hit our first time.
It was great.
Doing it.
Feeling good about
that. Yeah, feeling very good. I was very nervous about, I think I've come to the executive decision. I don't think I can, maybe we could do player props, but I don't think I can do another Eagles because it's just too much pressure.
It's just too much pressure.
Because not only did I need them to score a lot of points, I needed them to win for my own soul.
Right, exactly. Which is fair. Which is fair. And I think, maybe even with the Eagles, like player touchdowns are fun. That's a good individual to do.
We're in a tournament to win like 50K with DraftKings. Jalen Hurts didn't score.
My backup,
Saquon Barkley, scored twice.
Of course. Whatever. That's tough. Mine did hit Derrick Henry, who scored the first touchdown of that game with the Ravens and the Chiefs.
So that was annoying.
I'm hot right now. I'm hot this week. Like, you know, we'll see.
You can't win them all. We got the Eagles win. We got the parlay hitting. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more you can ask for.
It's good shit. It's all good shit. So thank you to everybody who was excited and played along with us. Yeah. Made us look good, obviously. And we're just excited. We're excited to move forward with all of our knowledge.
Yes.
I want to do some, we heard, you know, a few tips and tricks about like the parlay part of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we're going to scrunch them all up into one day or if we're going to do like player touchdowns and stuff on different days. So we're going to have to go through and like do our research and figure out what we want to do for that. And I'm excited to do those things.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
So that'll be great. We'll dive deep more into that for Thursday's episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Get excited. But we are the queens of the castle. The land has never been the same. Let us reign our prosper all over the city.
Yes.
So congrats. Anyway, Taylor was at the game, had a great time looking hot, wearing a lot of Versace and girlfriend shorts. And
I knew that top was familiar.
Yep.
And I couldn't put my finger on it. Mm-hmm. And she wore it in black when she announced
SNL Ice Spice.
When she went with Travis,
and she was like, ladies and gentlemen, Ice Spice. And so she loves a Versace Medusa top, pants, shoe. If it's Medusa brand, she loves it. Mm. Or Medusa like subsect of Versace, she loves it. So and everyone always says, you know, reputation. And we have to talk a little bit about rep as well because our royal couple is just on like a Gucci campaign. Like they're just like wearing a lot of Gucci. I would like to break down all of the outfits at all the events. So let's do first, she, you know, was at this game.
Yeah.
She's wearing the Medusa top.
Yep.
The brand girlfriend shorts, which I loved as like kind of a fuck you, like, haha. All your stupid shit like that, like dumbass document for the fucking idiots or whatever. Loved. And then the shoes. Let's look at our girl, Taylor Swift Styled, who is working overtime.
Oh my God. You know what I mean? She had a lot.
Absolutely working overtime. The shoes were Giuseppe Zanotti. Of course. Lots of jewelry with funny names and stuff. The necklace, Gia at one point was like, I love the necklace she's wearing. I wonder like if I could get it.
Yeah.
And it's a vintage 70s necklace for future reference for $12,000. So if you guys want to send 12 grand to Gia.
Thank you.
For the necklace, you could.
Please.
It'd be fabulous. And then, so right after the game, they jet set it back to New York City.
Yep.
And which I don't think our girl's been in New York for quite
for
some
a minute,
time.
Yeah.
And they went right over to Electric Lady Studios where...
They went to dinner at Lucali's.
Was Lucali first?
I think that was before.
Based on the order of events in Taylor Swift Style, the Lucali outfit's after. Because I think the game was Friday, the wedding, or
then
sorry, the game
out.
Was Thursday, wedding was Friday, Saturday they went to dinner, and then Sunday was the U.S. Open.
And then Sunday night they went out to dinner too? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sorry. Oops.
So I only know because I was like literally refreshing nonstop while the kids were screaming around me.
Right.
So she goes to this wedding. September 7th it says she went to the wedding. Yeah, so it says Saturday.
Yeah.
But then, you're right, G. It was September 6th. She just put it in reverse order.
Okay. I that's what I thought.
Yeah,
they went
out
to dinner Friday night.
Friday night dinner.
Saturday was the wedding.
Yep.
Sunday was U.S. Open dinner again.
Yep. So regardless, Friday night, they went to Lucali in Brooklyn, which is a really good like pizza. They've got the pizza. They've got whatever. It's like a little more, you know, it's supposed to be chill vibes Italian spot, but it's become kind of upscale because it's like a, you know, it's obviously delicious and it's become one of those places that like celebrities go.
Yeah.
So like, you know, Ed Sheeran was there kind of recently. I think Taylor's been there before. But it's just a good spot in Brooklyn. And then she went to the wedding at Electric Lady Studios, mm-hmm. and it was for the owner of Electric Lady mm-hmm. Studios. Turns out they had already had a different ceremony or whatever in Nashville. The
Cute.
Owner and his like model wife,
of course,
Karen something. And no offense, sorry, I just forget.
Go Karen.
So they had a little ceremony as well at Electric Lady, and there were a bunch, you know, a handful of celebs there. Lana Del Rey and her new weirdo boyfriend being one of them.
Love.
Which like I thought that.
I thought she said that they weren't dating.
I'm not dating that man. Like, maybe she's being funny. Like,
maybe
I have no idea
just
what she's up to. Maybe. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But Taylor wore a beautiful Zimmerman dress. And
yeah, I really like that dress. That dress
me
was.
Too.
They looked very much
so
like
cute.
The prince and princess of the,
very
of
much
the kingdom.
So.
Mm-hmm. I loved his. You know, he's been getting a lot of. Not hate, but like people are like half and half about the swoop when he does the slick back look
with
his hair, with the mustache. Love. I think he looks like a Disney prince.
I think he looks good. I think he just looks handsome.
Yeah,
like,
he's so handsome.
He's just a handsome guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he had like, he was wearing black and
they were wearing matching Vivian Westwood. He was wearing Vivian Westwood shirt. She was wearing Vivian Westwood bag.
Loved it. Fabulous.
Slaying the day away per usual.
Of course. And then, we thought, okay, surely this is all we're going to be seeing of our royal couple. And then they showed up at the US Open.
Yep.
Into a box with the Heim sisters mm-hmm. and some other miscellaneous people, the Mahomeses.
Yeah.
Who was that guy
that was taking pictures of all them? Is he one of like the Heim sisters' husbands?
I think like he's like a producer or something. People in the comments were saying, I can never know whether to trust the comments or not, like when it comes to who people are.
Identifying, yeah.
Yeah, and so, but I think he is like a producer / dating one of the Heim sisters. Like it could be that.
Right,
so,
because he's just like funny, just like in every single picture of them.
Everyone.
Like a poor guy. Like
I know.
But it's fun. But yeah, he... obviously has to be close with them because he's, you know, snapping pictures of everybody in the box.
Yeah.
I didn't know who the people in like the front row were.
Yeah.
But
I don't know
it seems
either.
Like it's the Heim sisters with their significant others.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mahomeses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Mahomeses.
Yeah.
Obviously we have to, we'll bring up the brain rot happening on Twitter right now. The fake fans, the fake shit. People who are pissed off that Taylor hugged Britney, hello, God forbid. And this is what the separation between like reality and Twitter comes to play here, I think.
Yeah.
No one in real life, and I need people to really understand this, no one in real life is upset that Taylor is friends with Britney Mahomes and that she was in the same box as her at the US Open.
Yeah.
They're friends.
Yeah.
Their husbands are friends. You can have friends who have different political beliefs. No one gives a fuck. We're not talking about politics all the fucking time. It does not matter at all. But there are a few like children who probably can't even vote yet on Twitter being like, wow, this is really hurting me. This is painful to watch. Oh my God. And I'm like, you gotta get a grip. Like you gotta get a grip for real. And it's just it's too much.
It's the backlash just seemed really out of pocket, especially because
like,
it was like coming
back, like where is the backlash only living on Twitter though, like that's what
there's some news articles being like, oh, Britney,
right,
to preface, Britney was in some hot water because she liked a Trump post, people were like what the fuck, and then she was like haters are everywhere, and then went on to like a bunch of comments being like Trump 2024, like whatever,
mm-hmm.
people are pissed about it. She wasn't with Britney in the box at the Chiefs game. So people were like, ooh, like maybe she's
like
separating herself a little bit.
Yeah.
Come to Sunday. Clearly everything's fine, which it should be.
Right. Like who cares?
I don't know why they're so honed in on Britney Mahomes. Like it's weird to me to hyper fixate on one person.
Agreed.
When clearly the people that she surrounds herself with are people of all different types of political beliefs. Like the Heim sisters are like super openly Democrat. Like,
right. We should not be, you don't pick your friendships and pick relationships in your life based on people's political beliefs. Like I understand that sometimes if people are extreme in either way, that maybe you don't get along like on a casual level. But if you do get along with someone, the first thing you say isn't like, in reality, the first thing that you say is not, who are you voting for and what are your political beliefs? Like, that is not what happens when you're making real life relationships and real life friendships. Like, yeah. It's just insane to think that way. And I really, truly think the only reason that this is even a conversation and people are going off on Twitter about it is because it's an election year. No one would give a fuck any other time.
Yeah, I agree.
No one would say anything about this any other time. But because it's like, you know, oh my God, we've got all this going on. I mean, you know, Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss were best fucking friends and she was dating and then married a Kushner. So yeah. It's like, and people were like, wow, that's kind of crazy. But nobody came for Karlie Kloss the way they're coming for Brittany Mahomes. It makes no sense.
Did you ever see that? I think it was, what's the show where they like, oh my God. What's the show where they like make their own designs and then like the judges judge them?
Project Runway.
Project Runway. Did you see when Karlie Kloss was on Project Runway as a guest judge?
Oh yeah.
And she like didn't like one of the contestants' outfits and the contestant goes, you wouldn't wear it to dinner with the Kushners?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is so crazy. Like that's hilarious. Hilarious. And but
someone tweeted like, you wouldn't wear it to dinner with the Mahomeses?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just
no,
like,
it's funny. You can make jokes. It's funny.
It's like, who gives a fuck?
It's really crazy to me that people. Okay, here's one thing I will say. Mm. I do get the slight disappointment from fans.
Oh, no, I'm already disagreeing. Keep going. Okay. Keep going.
Because she was so vocal during the Miss Americana stuff. Like, so vocal about, like, hating Trump and, like, getting out there and voting, whatever. And she's been pretty quiet. And that's fine.
Yeah.
So I get why people are like, oh, damn. Like, she, you know, made this big point about how she wanted to be more vocal in the political world during the whole Miss Americana documentary and, like, was willing to go against her, what her people were saying, what her dad was saying, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now it's another election year. Mm-hmm. She hasn't really been saying anything.
Yeah.
I get why people are like, where did that chutzpah go? Mm-hmm. But it's not her job to be influencing us and telling us who to vote for. And you should not be basing who you vote for off of who Taylor Swift's opinions are.
I saw a tweet that was if you're basing your vote off of what your favorite pop star is voting for, you don't deserve to vote.
I completely agree.
I agree completely with
that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What do you think about that?
So I disagree a lot because I think that the climate is so different from when Miss Americana came out. It is way more hostile. And even that moment where she's speaking out, it's against Marsha Blackburn. And she, like, you know, talks some shit about Trump a little bit. And, like, that was kind of the thing to do in 2016, 2017 time. Like, that was, like, you know, right before 2022, she's posting the cookies for Biden or whatever. And even that she didn't do until, like, late October, early November. Like, she's a last second push for the polls kind of person who talks about politics, which is, like, fine. And that's her own thing. Whatever. I also think that it's not the same speaking about your political beliefs now as it was even 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I think that it's a bigger deal to say anything at all, and it puts you in danger for saying anything. It puts your fans in danger for saying anything. If Taylor Swift says, I like Trump, what do we say then? What do we say? We say, oh, who cares? I don't know. Like, are you going to say, fuck you, Taylor Swift, you're voting for Trump?
I would probably cry.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But you shouldn't, because, like, who gives a fuck who Taylor Swift votes for? Like, it shouldn't be an issue, but I understand that, like, because she had a political moment at one point in time, people go that way. Like, but here's what I'm saying, though. In addition to that, who she's hanging out with has absolutely nothing to do with her political preferences at all.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And I think that anybody who even, like, is thinking along that way, being like, damn, she hasn't said anything yet, and she's hanging out with Brady Mahomes, like, that doesn't mean that she's voting for Trump. Like, I think that just means that she's living her life, and these people are her friends, and you can have friends in every, like, all of my friend groups are mixed up. Like, I don't have, like, these are my liberal friends. These are my Republican friends.
They're all pretty much
50-50, to be honest. And that is a reflection of, like, where people are financially, where people are, if you're a man, if you're a woman, where people are, if they own a home, if they have money in the stock market. Like, a lot of people think differently as they get older for those reasons.
Yeah.
And it's also, I think, shitty that being a Republican has now become the negative when that is not what it is. It's Trump. Trump is
the
thing.
That's what I'm going to say.
The Republican Party is unfortunately, like, screwed because of these extremists on one side of things. Because, like, being a Republican or having Republican values wasn't such a nightmare.
No,
until Trump got elected the first time. And then it was like, you're drawing your line in the sand. And I think that like people think automatically if Taylor clearly has Democratic values and, you know, cares about people and cares about people being happy and has like the right thoughts about, you know, controversial issues. But you can't even talk about that without getting accused of like if Taylor Swift was like, yeah, vote for Biden or vote for Kamala, like this is what's happening. She might say that eventually. But if she says it right now, it'll be 4 months or however much, 2 months now left of nonstop all day, every day. If you're a Swiftie, you vote for Kamala. If you do this, you feel this. You clearly don't care about the economy. You're all idiots. Nobody is smart. It turns into something that, frankly, I don't want to be involved in, like, at all. Like, I don't want that to be the conversation around Taylor Swift. I think that's so dumb, but that's just what it becomes. So even now, she gave Brittany Mahomes a hug. They barely talked the rest of the time.
Yeah.
And now we're having a conversation about it. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, I don't know how it gets there. You know, and it's because of like the state of conversation around politics. It's so divisive and that you cannot even do anything. And people will feel a certain way about certain things. And I just wish that wasn't the case. Like, I wish that we didn't have to feel or think about who Taylor is friends with, because I guarantee she has a lot of friends who are voting for Trump who act like they're not. You know, a lot of celebrities do that. A lot of celebrities will go off and be like, yeah, right, this is great, this is great, and not actually vote that way because they're billionaires. You know, like that's what's crazy, is that people lie all the time. So it's tough.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I just...
To be disappointed in Taylor, I think, is crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because it's none of your business. Like, not you specifically. I'm saying in general.
No, I agree.
It really isn't anybody's business.
I just think... On your point of, like, it's different between back then and now. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. Like, it's still Trump. So that's kind of what... No,
it's the supporters that are different. It was a joke at first, and it was a let's see if we can do this, and then like January 6th happened, and then now people like, you know, get murdered in the street and people are really intense, and now they like it's a battle between, okay, well, you know, Roe v. Wade was overturned, so we have to turn that back over, and if you vote for Trump you hate women, which I kind of agree with, but like if you vote for Republicans you hate women.
But that's,
you know
what
I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is
right. But she's not saying
it's
vote for Trump.
It's still Trump. Like,
no,
it's,
for sure.
It's. I think if this election year was different, if it was a Republican nominee, but like,
but I
Trump
think it's obvious
so...
that she's not voting for Trump. So why does she have to harp on it and rile?
Yeah,
people
no,
up?
No. I 100%.
Because people are unstable.
We're on the same page. Yeah, 1,000% on Taylor Swift does not need to give any political advice. Be like, mm-hmm. We don't need to hear who Taylor Swift's voting for to decide who we need to vote for. Do your research, educate yourself, mm-hmm. and learn who you want to vote for. That way, we don't need pop stars and celebrities telling us who and who not to vote for. Am I basing my political views and stuff based off what my bestie says? No. Like, this is the time where you really don't want to follow, like, mob mentality or whatever it is. Like,
that's a good word.
Political beliefs are personal. They're mm-hmm. yours. Mm-hmm. Value that.
Absolutely.
You know, like, don't base stuff off of other people, because that can get dangerous, especially celebrities, because at the end of the day, they're celebrities. Taylor can say she's voting for Kamala, whatever. Mm-hmm. She's still taking her private jet. She's still a celebrity. She's still a billionaire. It, you know, not every celebrity is this picture perfect spokesperson mm-hmm. for either side of the party.
I don't think anybody should.
No one. Like, but that's,
they're all getting
no
paid, one, by the way. Like, any celebrity that says something positive about either side is getting paid. Like, and that's what people have to remember. Like, even Beyonce caught a check from Kamala. You know what I mean? Like, be real.
Yes.
Like, I think I think fear is at an all-time high when it comes to
thousand,
politics.
And
so
if I'm
Taylor Swift, I'm saying nothing until like the last second, because it's like,
agreed.
You know?
Totally. Agreed with that 1,000%.
No.
Because, yes.
I'd be worried about dying. I'd be worried about getting shot by a crazy person.
Yes. Yeah. 1,000% agree with that. And especially the point you made about the Southport stabbings, the terrorist threat. It's 1,000% agree with that.
The block is too hot.
Yeah, the block is too hot. No, you're right.
And it just is. And like, and what you're saying about, I think it's obvious where she stands and how she feels. Because of those moments.
I mean, just put two and two together. Like, literally just put two and two together.
Use your brain. Yeah. And again, do your own research, which there's only one solution when you do your own research. That's why I keep saying, like, do your own research, like, because even don't get sucked into the internet.
Yeah.
Look at the black and white facts of the situation. Trump is a monster, and that's the only answer. Like, he's a monster of a person. Like,
I think,
what
you said, like, at the end of the day, no celebrity should be your defying political person.
No.
Because they're all making money. They're all profiting off of the system,
right.
Whatever the
system,
like capitalism, I guess
Absolutely.
You could say. Yeah,
right.
Like,
at the end of the day, it's all about money.
Yeah, like she's
forget,
our capitalist
like,
queen. Like, we all make jokes about that.
But
like,
so are they all.
But
like,
exactly.
They all
like, Ariana
rich
Grande.
Rich stay rich.
Billie Eilish. Blah, blah, blah.
Beyonce.
Blue, 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 Justin Bieber. All of them. Every celebrity that youth idolize the way that we idolize Taylor should not be your person to go to for political advice.
No.
At the end of the day. And that's okay. You should go to a book.
Yeah, read a book, maybe. Read a book about maybe go back to like seventh grade politics conversations.
Yeah, go like email your seventh grade
history teacher.
Just get
down to the bare bones. Yeah, just get down to the bare bones and then like make your decision. Line up all your thoughts and beliefs about how you just feel and then see where you fall.
Yes.
And then if you fall here,
like
you fall here.
I think there's like quizzes online.
There really
are.
That are
like unbiased that can like tell you where you fall.
Yeah.
And it's
I'll
a
tell
beautiful
you what,
thing.
Everyone falls under independent accidentally and then they have to, and then there's never a good
because,
option. So it's like, because everybody just wants everything to be normal. Like everyone just wants to. Everybody
like,
love everybody.
What?
People don't, maybe don't get taxed too much, but also like you know we still want to keep the cities running.
Yeah,
and like
let me have an abortion.
Yeah, let me have an abortion. Please don't monitor my birth control.
And,
and
like let the gay people get married.
Right. Yeah. It's not that hard, but like unfortunately there is no, there's nobody for that middle ground.
I know it
and
is.
I
kinda,
think
it is crazy.
I think after this, but I can't. Gia, I so can't wait for the election to be over because I really think after this time, like. It's like a clear out. Like I think the next people that come through have to be like young or normal or something. Like I don't know. Like
I pray.
I just feel like it's coming. I don't know who it would be. But like where are the cool, hot, normal politicians?
Well,
like where
the
are
thing.
They?
Like well, you know,
on the way up? Like where are you?
Not that he's cool and hot, but he is cool and he's a good looking guy. Billy
Jack?
Football. Billy Football.
Oh,
he showed
honestly,
how corrupt the political system is
in
because
2 seconds he showed
you
that.
You can't be cool, normal, hot and I mean, Billy Football, is he the smartest guy? I don't know. I don't really
but
know.
But he was making salient points.
He is a young guy making
yes.
selling points. Mm-hmm. He did not have the funds to continue.
Right.
His like competitor was like
buried
suing
him. Yeah,
like
yeah.
just laying it on. Mm-hmm. And he had to drop out because he's like, I don't have the fucking money.
He's like, I can't afford
to going
stop
against
being
these guys.
Like, fake sued and they're making shit up about me.
And that just shows.
And
like,
he was like a middle of the ground guy. But they don't want, nobody wants the middle of the ground people because they don't want you to know that you can have the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
They want you to pick and choose.
Yes,
and so
exactly.
It's really difficult like to, you know, whatever. I don't think anybody on this podcast specifically, again, nobody's coming to us for politics, but also nobody, and don't, by the way, but also no one I think should be like looking for, you know, looking for information on this podcast either. Like it's just not a
no, like we know what we know
yeah.
and like obviously
no, we
like we're
we
gonna
feel
say
how we feel,
how we feel. Yeah,
yeah,
but it's yeah we never take any like
no
political advice. I mean no, not advice. Okay, no. Don't take any political
ideas,
values.
Our
ideas.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Liking everyone and you know, being pro-women. Like, that's important.
Yeah.
Like, would love for that to be the case.
Yeah.
But like,
you're right. Like, just with the election year, like, it just has us talking about politics so much. And
I know.
With this discourse around Taylor, like, yeah, it just...
I'm uncomfortable with it. Like, it's an uncomfortable conversation with me to have because I just feel like...
It just is so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where... Okay, the one thing... I'll play devil's advocate here with all these crazy people online.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, you know, she has the platform. Why doesn't she use it?
Mm-hmm.
And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a big platform. But at the same time, can't you argue that having a big platform is dangerous and using it to portray your one point of view
literally
is a dangerous thing?
Like that's my point at its core is like she is too big to give an opinion on this kind of thing now. And again, I don't think... however many years ago it was like that. Like it just this blow up like post COVID, Taylor is on another stratosphere. She was obviously always so famous and she's Taylor Swift and whatever. But I think that like especially like the amount of fans that have increased, the newer fans, newer people, I don't know, like the Eras tour, like all
it's
the
very
buzz,
different.
She's in the news every day.
Yeah,
like
it's very
just
different.
And it's too much pressure on her. Like, if I'm her, I'm like, I don't want to tell anybody what I'm up to. Like, even though I would hope that they would know, I don't want to, like, risk my life. Like, I just feel like that is the risk we're talking about here.
I mean,
like,
she already made an album all about how like her fans are telling her what to do and she doesn't give a fuck.
Exactly. Right. So like remember that. Like God, like, performing say the most judgmental soliloquies,
yeah, that I will never see. Yeah.
You say they want the best for me.
Sanctimoniously performing soliloquies I'll never see. Yeah. Just and keep that like, in mind when you're tweeting that you're gonna drag her by her ponytail.
I'm like, telling you, those are not real fans. Those are not real fans. I think really generally is like just stay off Twitter. Like just don't be
It was crazy. It was crazy. I've never seen it like that. Like every tweet on my timeline was Swifties.
You
like,
know that I'm so woke on Twitter now after all the like buying for troll.
You think
like,
it's a troll farm?
I think it's a troll farm. I really do. I think Twitter is a troll farm for the most part, especially where Taylor Swift is concerned.
All right, guys, quick break for our besties over at Lumi. Mm-hmm. And it's officially vacation season. September's here.
Yes.
It's the perfect weather season. But honestly, September has been getting freaking hot.
Mm-hmm.
September is still very much a summer month, in my opinion.
Yes.
And it can get very hot. People underestimate. They think, oh, fall. No, no. I'm still in my
not
shorts.
Yet. Not on the Northeast. You used to think, Northeast, oh, fall time is September. No. So fall starts in October now, officially. And Gia, I'll tell you what right now. It was chilly a little bit this morning when I left my house. I've got a sweater on kind of, but as soon as I step outside right now, I know I'm going to be sweating.
The temperature picks up.
So what can I do?
Yeah. Well, you know exactly what you can do or well, you know what you can prevent.
Yeah,
and that's
I need to prevent.
Body odor. Because we do not love body odor.
Lord, I cannot stand walking into any place and you walk past a cloud of body odor. Ooh. Can't have that. P-U.
P-U to the max.
And you just feel bad. It's yourself.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a whiff. You're like, oh, no. You just know. No, yeah, no. We hate that. And so, obviously, no matter where we go, we always bring Lumi whole body deodorant. It keeps us smelling fresh all day, everywhere from underarms to my underboobs to my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Not to flex, I have been having some underboob sweat recently. I think my boobs got a little bigger.
Okay, Big Tits McGee.
Yeah, literally. Just call me Big Boobs G.
Yeah.
And
Big Boobs G.
Honestly, Lumi has helped so much with the underboob because that's like, it's not embarrassing because you're like, oh, I got boobs and people know it.
Yeah, so yeah, my boobs are so big I'm sweating.
Exactly. Yeah. But like, you don't want your new shirt, nice shirt to have these sweat marks on it.
No.
So that's why Lumi is perfect to have. Just keep it on you on the go. In fact, it's clinically proven to control odor for a whopping 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great
it's a long
thing,
time.
Especially for people like us. We're constantly on the move, constantly on the go, traveling all the time. We're in the office all day. So you just never want to be smelling bad when you're sitting next to someone on an airplane,
close quarters.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Lumi is safe to use anywhere on your body, whether it's your pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. Put it right in
vulvas.
That crack.
Get that Lumi in your vulva.
Get that Lumi right up in your vulva.
Listen.
I personally have not put Lumi on my vulva yet, but maybe.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe you do. We're just saying it's an option.
These are all options.
If
Lumi
we've had
sweaty vaginas before. Like it's not unknown thing.
No,
we're just laughing.
I'm on my fitness journey. I'm solid core. I'm walking home and I'm embarrassed.
Playing basketball, I have swass out the wazoo.
So much swass.
But not with Lumi. Mm-hmm. And it was created by an OBGYN who firsthand saw how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. And after many requests, they formulated a new product to keep you smelling fresh and help you stay drier. Lumi Whole Body Deodorant plus Sweat Control. The same 72-hour odor control, now with 72-hour sweat control.
Fabulous.
So Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like Mini Body Rush and deodorant wipes, and free shipping, which is huge. So you get...
Huge.
You get...
We love free shipping.
You get two things in the pack and the two free products of your choice, which
Hell
is
yeah.
crazy.
Let's go.
Great offer. And as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Mm-hmm. So come on. I mean, there's no harm in trying 40% off. That's a crazy discount.
Crazy. Worth it. It's worth that alone is worth it.
Exactly.
You know, any kind of discount like that. We're in the 40s. Please.
Yes, exactly. As Sabrina once said.
Exactly.
Use code TaylorWatch for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code TaylorWatch at LumiDeodorant, LumiDeodorant.com.
Woo. Nicely spelled.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. What happened?
No.
Barstool backstage fired take from Gia Mariano because I said Beyonce was absolutely snubbed because she didn't get nominated for any CMAs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
for having the best country album of all time.
I am surprised that they didn't even nominate the album for one, like as an album of the year or crazy.
It was like one of the top performing country albums.
Like, yeah. The thing with that is Beyonce's never had a country. Obviously she's not a country singer. She's never had a country album. Yeah. And so to kind of like decide, hey, I'm going to make a country album and be a country girl now and like put a cowboy hat on and kind of cosplay as country. I'm not shocked that they don't love it. But I also think that it's kind of fucked up that they don't embrace it. Because I think embracing it.
I don't think she's cosplaying as cowboy, though, because
well, she's from Texas.
She's from Texas.
She's just never leaned into it before.
Lemonade.
Except for one song, Daddy Lessons. On
yeah.
Lemonade, one song.
And she got so much shit for performing it at the CMAs. Like, people weren't dancing. Like, I don't know. She has a lot of. The background of Cowboy Carter. She's not traditionally She's not traditionally country. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the artists that she brought on to Cowboy Carter are a lot of like unknown black country artists.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like she did enough to like, with the history of like black artists and country, you know, bringing that to light. Mm-hmm. She's from Houston. And I also like kind of how she like played into the campiness of a cowboy, like wearing red, white, and blue
for
and
sure.
the cowboy hats and
well,
stuff.
Well,
you know?
I think that also kind of plays into the like,
but also
like,
is she making fun of us?
You know
right.
what I mean? Right. Like, it's not, and again, I like Cowboy Carter. I thought it was a smart, fun thing to do. I thought it was a departure from her usual stuff. It was interesting. Clearly, she worked very hard on it. A lot of people worked really hard on it. I do think it's rude to not even get a nomination
yeah.
for something.
Yeah.
I think that's like totally disrespectful. But at the same time, you know, CMAs, I don't know who's putting up those awards, but I'm not surprised they
Yeah, also, like, who really like, gives a fuck about the CMAs?
Who gives a fuck about the CMAs? Who yeah. gives a fuck about that? Because Cowboy Carter is nominated
for, like...
I just
wanted to piss people off with that title.
For sure. It's nominated for VMAs, which yeah. will be which, out, which is tomorrow, September 11th.
Never forget.
So we'll see her there, and then I'm sure we'll see her at the Grammys. Like,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
She'll be nominated for, like, regular mainstream music stuff.
Yeah.
But the CMAs, no, it's a tough egg to crack, and...
I just wanted to piss off all the country fans that are
did
like
Post Malone get nominated for stuff?
That's a good question.
Because
let
that
me
would
see.
Be interesting because he's another one who just came out with a country album and he's not traditionally country, but he's been hanging around the country and he's also from Texas, but he's been hanging around the country boys for a couple years now. He's got the song with Morgan Wallen and you know, but it was all around the same time
you
as know, Beyonce.
You see that song won like Song of the Summer?
Did it?
Let me see. Yep. 2024 CMA Awards have showered Morgan Wallen and Post Malone with multiple
really?
Nominations.
Of course.
But heavily snubbed Beyonce.
Of course. So I wonder, so here's the thing with that too, with Cowboy Carter. When she started.
Shaboozy.
I mean, I love that song. I love that one
Pouring
song.
Pouring up another shot of whiskey. Yeah, but that guy, like, is he, has he, Daniel's has Shaboozy been doing country music?
That's the one, I think it's his only song.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
like
oh,
his,
that's his only
that's
song.
Like his number one. Like, I never heard of him before that song.
Ugh.
But so he, Beyonce, I think, entering like a country era. I think when people like go into new eras of
Yeah, it's
music,
very clear that this is like a short stint.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think the country community, you know, maybe doesn't, maybe, yeah, maybe they just don't, maybe they're like, you're trying to get an award off us because you're saying that the Grammys aren't giving you the right awards. Like that's how it felt at the Grammys. When you know what the worst thing in the world was when Jay-Z gave that fucking speech. Like I wish he never gave that speech. He made it look like Beyonce has a major chip on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that she does. I think that like he's trying to have her back and I'm sure she's like disappointed to a certain extent. But for him to go up and like blow up her spot like that and make it seem like, well, fuck the Grammys, whatever, we don't care, made it very much seem like she's trying to enter a new genre and be lauded over there because the Grammys won't. And so if you know you're the snooty CMAs to be like, well, we're not gonna let that fly, like you can't just pop over here and act like you've been here, like I kind of get it, but not really, because it's Beyonce and I don't think that she, like, I think she worked really
like,
hard
if they're gonna
to,
nominate
like,
Post Malone, they should nominate
yes,
her
100% and I think that she worked really hard and I think that she took all the right steps to make it as authentic as she could Even though she's not a country artist, and yeah, I think that's a major snub. I really do.
Yeah.
I think it's a big snub. I'm not shocked, but I think it's a major
snub. I feel like celebrities are always like, fuck the Grammys when they don't win, but then when they win, they're like, the Grammys!
They're literally
the Grammys!
Like, thank you so much to the Academy. That's everybody. That's
like Billie Eilish, she's like, I don't care about awards. And then like when she wins an award, we're like,
she doesn't know what she likes. Billie Eilish doesn't know what she likes. She will, in 10 years, she'll be a totally different person.
Yeah, that's true, honestly.
But she has no idea what she likes right now. She just doesn't. She's just saying shit to say shit. No, of course. Like, of course. Like, that's how old is she? 23?
Yeah,
that's exactly how I talked when I was 23. Yeah. Fuck this until it benefits me. Then it's my favorite thing in the world. Of course. Like, totally. Of course. But she'll be real about it. She'll be like, yeah, who cares? Like, everyone eventually doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's once you grow up and you realize, like, who gives a fuck? Then who gives? If you have fans, you're selling records, and who gives a shit? Like,
totally.
It's not a big deal.
Totally.
That's why people get on Taylor all the time being like, oh, she's so like money hungry for awards and streams and whatever. And it's like, I think that she likes to break her own records, but just like anybody else does. But I think
it's
at
like,
the end
God
of the
day, God forbid someone wants to be the top of their game.
Right. God forbid. Yeah. But I also don't think that she cares exactly how many Grammys she has. Like, I think she's enough, and it's more like a surprise every time she gets one. She's like, they just keep giving them to me.
Yeah.
That's cool. But, you know, whatever.
It was interesting. I do feel like she was like, sad when she won Reputation. I mean, Reputation wasn't even nominated.
She definitely was, because it wasn't nominated. Well, that was another
Miss
Americana thing. Fucking crazy. I think very much that her being sad about that, it felt more personal because it was her like big comeback, you know?
That makes a lot of sense.
And I would feel totally upset.
Yeah,
I'd be
that
like,
makes
wow,
a lot of sense.
I put myself out there. I totally changed my sound.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm trying to
be
this bad bitch. And it's like, and she's inherently uncomfortable in that skin. At least she was. I don't think that she is uncomfortable in any skin now. But I think at the time when she switched over to like Reputation era, it was a total departure from her usual good girl shit. And it was probably a vulnerable moment for her to do that and to not receive any awards and whatever is like kind of crazy. But now, present day, Reputation's her most anticipated album. Everybody wants it. You know what I mean? So really, that's all that matters is the fans love it.
We should, I'm just looking at these old notes. We should, like maybe one day go back and like rewatch our episode like before TTPD came out.
Oh yeah, and see
because
like
all of these little things like are so funny.
Are, like theories
found
and
in
stuff.
Quill pen, but no gel pen. Like, so I just got distracted for a second. Sorry, but yes,
no,
I completely
amazing.
Agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. Sad for Beyonce, but I don't think she's losing sleep over it.
Yeah, like, I think
she might though. She might be upset in the same way that Taylor was about Reputation. Like, I'm trying something new, I'm trying something different, and then for it not to be recognized.
And like
it's
with
shitty.
The whole thing going out, the CMAs like when she performed last time and everyone was giving her shit.
That's
like
dumb.
Yeah,
it's dumb. I'm surprised though, especially too with like Jolene and the Dolly nod of approval.
Yeah, she got
like,
Willie Nelson on the album. Like
Willie
she has
Nelson.
A bunch of black country artists. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. So I don't know. But yeah, I just saw that on my phone.
Sorry, just annoying text. Yeah, so that sucks for Beyonce, but you know she'll make it through.
Yeah. Should we go back into the U.S. Open because we kind of got
sidetracked talking
about Britney
stuff, Mahomes
and
politics. Yes, we should go back to the U.S. Open because despite all of that drama, there was still all the fun to be had.
Yeah.
And I think that Taylor is very clearly just like comfortable, excited, doesn't give a fuck who's watching, doesn't give a fuck who's looking. She's enjoying time with her man.
Looked like they were having so much fun. They were all over each other.
Uh-huh.
Not like in a gross way. They were just like constantly next to each other. Travis was always wrapped around her. They were dancing, singing.
Super cutie.
She was vlogging. Like,
yeah, it was amazing. We got to get our hands on
that
footage.
Yeah, got to get the hands on that footage. Very cute. They were just singing. They were singing the song that we were talking about.
Oh, my God. So Gia doesn't know I Believe in a Thing Called Love by the Darkness. And I cannot comprehend how you've never heard it.
Yeah, I know. Because like,
it's in every, it really is like in every movie ever. It is an older song, I said. I looked it up before. It's from 2003. I don't think... Like, I think it got popular a couple years after that when I was in high school. 2005 is when I went to high school.
I feel like that, like, like I know, like, my, like, early 2000s,
like,
yeah,
you've had older siblings.
You know? Yeah. And,
like
my
Fran
dad.
Definitely knows
yeah,
that song.
Yeah.
Obviously, Fran knows that song. Your brother probably, I would think, would know it. How'd you miss it?
I don't know.
So weird.
Just literally doesn't even ring a bell. Like, most of the time when I hear, I'm like, oh, yeah, I think so. Never even heard about.
Classic
ring
song.
A bell.
Everybody, of course. I believe in a thing called love. Just as another rhythm on my heart. That song where they're singing out loud and yelling and whatever, and they both knew it. And
yeah, it was very
maybe
cute.
maybe it's like a firmly millennial thing, but I said it's on the same page as Mr. Brightside. Like, if you know Mr. Brightside, you know I Believe in a Thing Called Love. But
interesting,
maybe the two are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah,
like I thought they were.
I don't
I'm
think
sad for
I'm curious like if my friends know it, But Justin Hawkins, the lead singer of The Darkness, posted a video, and he talked about how he went to, I think it was Zurich. It was one of the European era stores. He got so set up in the VIP with his daughter. It was this great thing. They were sitting with Roger Federer, blah, blah, blah. Taylor wrote him a handwritten note, and in the note she said, like, I love the song. I believe in a thing called love. Like, it's like one of my favorite songs, whatever.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, that's so nice. And then fast forward, you know, she's telling the truth.
There it
is. She knows every single word.
She knows every word.
She really does know every word to every song, which she is really very does. Relatable. Which is
one of my favorite things about her, for sure. Yeah, very relatable. Very, very fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think they had a great time. She was drinking one of the Honeydew's drinks, which I said, if you're...
I've never tried.
Oh, they're good. They're good. Whoever came up with that drink, it's been the drink of the U.S. Open for years and years. Mm-hmm. It's not a new thing. But in the last couple of years... it's really kind of taken off. I think because of like TikTok and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like the drink you have to have. It's a $23 drink. Each one is $23. It increases by a dollar every year. And so Hubs told me that, our tennis guru.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and it's a simple vodka drink with, you know, a little bit of honeydew in it. But to have Taylor like drinking it is the same thing where Dave is always like, all I want is for Taylor to be like in front of a High Noon.
Yeah.
Like just, that would be unbelievable. And I think that like, if you're the marketing people behind the Honey Deuce,
you're
like, whooping it up
seeing
go.
That. You're like, yeah, totally. Go.
You're making sure they're in her box. You're making sure that
totally.
They're fresh and ready to avail, ready, you know, to drink and whatever. And so I just think claps for them. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, good for them.
You know they make
good
like $10 million on those drinks alone?
Oh, I'm sure.
Every year? Yeah.
I can't
crazy.
Even imagine.
$10 million just based on that drink. It's crazy.
I gotta try it.
It's good. It's Grey Goose vodka, Chambord, which is like a raspberry liqueur.
Love.
And then lemonade.
Ooh.
And the honeydew, like, or the honeydew melon balled on
you
top.
You know, maybe no, I wouldn't like it.
It's good.
Is it sugary? Sweet?
It's very sweet.
So I wouldn't like
it's
it.
It's sweet. Yeah, it's a sweet.
Unfortunately.
It's basically a vodka cranberry, but instead of that, it's the raspberry liqueur.
Okay.
And lemonade
she,
a little
and
bit.
She loves a vodka cran.
She loves a vodka cran. It's a good drink.
A Chiefs novelty cup hates to see Taylor Swift coming because it's about to be full of a vodka cran.
It will always be full. Yeah. It will always be full. But no, it's a good drink. It's just, but I only had one. I was like, you know, I couldn't drink like eight of them. You know, it'd be too much. It'd be too sweet.
I just can't do the novelty drinks. Like, I just got to go with the vodka soda with lime because, like, anything with sugar.
Girl?
No, because
I'm not really either.
It's too sugary.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do any sugary drink.
It's really like a splash.
I got a Spring Laker for the first time.
Oh, God.
I took two sips. And I was like, I'm going to actually
Spring
die
Laker
if I drink this.
Tough.
Yeah.
Spring Laker.
It's all Red Bull.
It's all Red Bull. Red Bull, pineapple, and I think that's it.
Vodka.
Vodka.
Yeah.
But that's all I can have. I can only have one of those as well. They're too sugary for
sure. I was
sure.
like, what the?
Yep, too much. But yes, they had a great time and then went out to dinner later on. And oh, they went to a new place that I looked up. It's called like Medusa Mediterranean. And again, we got Medusa going on.
Interesting.
It's in Meatpacking, right across from the Gansevoort.
I was literally going to say, is that in Meatpacking?
Yep.
Because that, yeah.
I think it's a new place.
It.
I've never seen.
Damn,
I've never heard of it.
Damn,
it's
right by my apartment. It's not right by, but it's a good like 10-minute walk. God damn it.
I know.
But you know what? PSA to all the people out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you are one of those people that's on your phone, it's a Saturday night, it's a Friday night, you're on your phone. Oh, Taylor Swift is two blocks away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go run over
and crazy.
Stand in the crowd and take a flash video and from 10,000 feet away. F you.
No. F you.
F you.
Leave this
bitch
alone.
Leave this
bitch
alone. Like, enjoy God. The fact that she's near you in New York. Oh my gosh, she's near me. But like, I didn't run into her. What a shame. You didn't run into her for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It
don't
wasn't
force
meant to
it.
Be.
Don't force
fucking
it.
Force it and don't follow her to these restaurants.
Not
like,
everyone
God.
Is meant to run into Taylor Swift. Sorry.
Yeah,
like
sorry.
Not everyone on earth is meant to. That's just not going to happen for
like,
people.
Maybe if
and
you
you're stalking
like,
her, by the way.
By the restaurant and you saw her. Okay, I get standing there. But to like, I don't know. I just, I hate
to go there
see
and
those
wait.
Big ass crowds every time she leaves. It really
I
hurts.
I do too.
My heart
well,
for her.
Well, another reason why I hate the, obviously the paparazzi stuff. We see the pictures. And I wish that there was a little more of like a delay in people posting when they're at places because you see the paparazzi pics of them getting there and arriving and in the time they're at dinners when people start showing up trying to get a video of them leaving and I just kind of wish that they would post paparazzi pics like after they've already left
you know? I agree.
I just wish that could be like standard because I think that would avoid the problem of people like staking out and
being
fucking weird.
It seems like they went out like pretty late last night, like the dinner
for sure. Whatever their
late.
Dinner was, went pretty late. There weren't a lot of people when they were leaving. There were a bunch of people, but when they got there, it was a ghost town.
Do you think she has a new stylist?
I think that there's something going on for sure with partnerships right now. I don't know if it's a new stylist or if it's like, you know,
something with Gucci or Versace branded. Or something.
Yeah, I think we've got some branded
because
stuff going
she's
on.
Been slaying the House of Boots down Houston. I'm deceased.
Absolutely. Like at the same time, it's a lot of Gucci the past couple days.
A lot
her
of Gucci
and Travis. Like they've got to have somebody. They got to be friends with somebody at Gucci right now, or something's going
on. I always
on.
Liked Taylor's style, and there's certain outfits that I've loved of hers. But we've never really been on the same page style wise. But I feel like recently she has just been killing the street style game.
Yeah, I've been
really,
loving it.
Really loving the pieces she's been putting together. I don't know, maybe it's her styling them together, but she's been really slaying the game. The Sunday night after the U.S. Open dinner outfit was
the Gucci dress with the gaunt
fabulous.
Jacket.
Love
yeah, she wore
that Gucci
dress, gaunt jacket,
and the Lucali's outfit too. With
the
black.
Lucali was, oof. I'll tell you, let's go.
I loved that black see-through top, the black boots, really just.
That was a bodysuit, undress code, a brand I don't know.
Yeah.
And then she's wearing a lot of Louis Vuitton. She's got the boots and the bag.
And
she loves to match
even
boots
the Reformation
bag.
Dress Reformation that she wore to the U.S. Open, so cute. I love the sunglasses she was wearing.
Super.
So
the sunglasses
so
she was wearing was a brand called, called
Crap Eyewear. Yeah. Wait, shut up. I love Crap Eyewear.
Crap Eyewear. Yeah, that's
I have a pair
wearing.
Of their sunglasses.
Super
wait,
cute.
Oh my
affordable,
God.
$100.
Yeah, they're really affordable. Yeah, wait, I'm so quality. Dead that they're crap. Yeah. That's so funny. I'm sure they're
she's
freaking
that.
Out that she
lots
wore them.
Lots of jewelry. Oh, she also wore she wore the ring that she wore in the I'll Bet You Think About Me music video.
Oh,
the
cute.
The heart ring that where she's like, she's like tearing the cake or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She wore that ring out.
She wore that $12,000 necklace again.
Yep, she did. She loves that necklace.
Yeah, the one that maybe I thought.
I'd wear it 200 times. $12,000.
Well, because she wore this really cute Rhiannon necklace in the I Can Do It with the Broken Heart music video. Taylor Swift Style posted it, and it's only like $200. So I was like, ooh, maybe I'll buy that when I like have a little extra money that's on my list.
Totally.
So then when she wore that other one, the big chunky one, I was like, ooh.
It's like, oh, shit.
It's like, oh, well, yeah, it's $12,000.
She mixes and matches high and low.
Yeah, which,
all
you know,
the time.
I really appreciate.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah. Except for, this weekend she was Gucci queen, which makes
Gucci
me think, queen. Like, there's something going on with
Gucci. Gucci,
or
Louis, Fendi, Prada. Them basic bitches wear that shit, so I don't even bother.
I think that she... We've never really known like who her stylist is.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was like her friend, but it's not. Like, I don't know. Like, for example, you know,
what's her face?
Zendaya. We know like
Law
Roach. Like, we know these people's stylists because they like, you know, they've been with them for so long and they do such a good
they
job.
They do campaigns together.
Right.
Or, yeah.
So I wonder, like if she just picks stuff she likes or whatever.
Yeah.
But the all Gucci on Travis.
It still feels like her.
Yeah, for sure. The all Gucci on Travis and then the all Gucci on Taylor makes me think that they arrive back to New York and they're like, get us some stuff. We're going to the U.S. Open and we're going
and
to dinner
or whatever.
And he
was in Vivienne Westwood, which he loves.
Westwood, and that they and then a bunch of brands just sent them a bunch of clothes to wear.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? Like, that's kind of what I think. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to be here. We have these events. Like, bring over a rack of clothes for us to, like, pick from.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm sure, like, how that happened.
Yeah.
I'll say, Travis... maybe without the bucket hat, I would have liked the outfit. The bucket hat. Obviously, they're having fun. You know, I'm not here to. He's being creative. I appreciate a man that takes a daring
a fashion risk.
A fashion risk.
Yeah, yeah.
But not all of them work, Trav. And I just didn't love the hat.
He has a silly sense of style.
He has a silly style. Yeah.
He loves a matching set.
You know,
he loves
shit on that.
He loves a pop of something.
Yeah.
You know,
he likes
like whether
to be
it's
funky.
A fun hat, a
he
fun
likes
pair
a funky
of shoes.
Thing.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Just not everything's a hit.
Right.
And I still think he looked very handsome.
Extremely,
but what are you going to do?
He looked great in every other outfit.
Yeah.
Even the Gucci outfit I liked itself. I just didn't like the hat personally. I wasn't a fan of the bucket hat on him. He's just kind of like a big dude to be wearing a bucket hat. I think that's what it is. I'm also not, I don't love bucket hats all the time. Like, I'm
very
specific.
I'm not a big bucket hat girl either.
Yeah. So that may be just my own personal vendetta against bucket hats. But, no, I think he's looking handsome. He looked handsome. When they went to that wedding, you
so
said
handsome.
Vivienne Westwood and slick back hair, and then out to dinner last night, looking fly in one of those like knitted, it's like almost like a sweater, but it's short sleeve. Like,
yeah, very cute.
You know, Henley collared shirt, love. And so, they're just prince and princess, king and queen.
Yeah, just
taking
parading
the town,
around the city. Good for them. I'm happy for them. Yeah, I'm very happy that they get this time to enjoy each other's company, do stuff that they like to do together. She's supporting him in football. Like, he came to all of her shows. Mm-hmm. Very happy to have Wagler back. It makes
Wagler.
The NFL season very, you know, like, I really felt like so excited for this NFL season. Like, obviously, I'm always like excited because of the Eagles, whatever. But like, they make me want to literally rip out my actual heart.
Did they? I didn't even see. Did they win? I stopped watching once our
they won. Oh, they somehow. But I don't know if Jalen Hurts is the guy. I just don't know if he's the guy.
Damn, and everybody kind of thought he was.
Yeah, and he's so hot.
He is so hot.
Like, he's so hot that it actually hurts my soul. He has a very batty, possibly fiance, girlfriend. He's always been very low-key about his significant others. But, yeah. I was just so, I just woke up and I was like, yeah, like, we're going to see Taylor. Like, this is so exciting.
It's fun. I had fun going to the bar.
Like, and now that we bet too, we're like,
we're like in it. Yeah. I kind of feel like everyone's talking to us.
All
a little
the guys
bit more.
Are talking. It's like, what do you have?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. They're like whatever. Asking questions. Yeah. Like, oh, I put this on this. Like, well, you know, I like Josh Allen. Anytime touchdown, Josh Allen, like, just, you know, we're getting in the jargon and having a good time. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun to care about it and to get involved. So like we said, we will talk about more about our bets and our Draft Queen segment by DraftKings this upcoming Thursday episode. Mm-hmm. So you guys can, all of our bettors who are hanging out with us this weekend and who won with us, can keep, you know, getting on our train and see if they can do any better. So we will have more picks for you then. Taylor news. Okay, so we have the VMAs on Wednesday night. Don't forget. What else?
Did you see Jason Kelce's commercial for Garage Beer?
Yes.
Where you got shirtless?
Yes. When he's talking to...
I don't know the other football player was.
Right. I don't know either.
Where they're washing the car?
Yeah. I don't know who that guy was either.
Wait, he's hot.
No, Jason is hot. Like, Jason's hot. I also like his... He keeps doing all these commercials and where it's like green screen vibes and he has to be like looking around and he's got a very expressive face, which I don't think I realized before.
Yeah, he's so funny. But yeah, I just wanted to shout him out because he won Sexiest Guy of the Year
last year.
He was like one of the guys, you know, like how they have the sexiest guy, but then there's like
they have other men.
All the subcategories. Yeah. He won one of the subcategories.
There's the sexiest man and then there are a few other sexy men.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And Jason, very deservingly so. I was watching the commercial. I was like, Jason, looking good.
Yeah.
So shout out to him.
Big shouts to him. He's working hard.
But yeah, that's all I've seen.
Me too, I think.
Oh my God, there's poor people. Oh, the Swiftie keeps tweeting that the VMAs revealed that Taylor's opening the show, but the link is for voting.
I clicked on that before too. I was like, what? And then it was a vote. I was like, oh, well, at least it's a vote for our girl. So that's fine. Lots of people talking about the way Travis and Taylor were looking at each other at the US Open.
Yeah, they just like literally don't ever let each other go. They're just constantly at least have a hand holding, an arm touch, something. It's very cute.
It's sweet and nice. One tweet, I don't know where Chaperone said this, and I think this is real. Maybe it's not.
Uh-oh.
No, I sent it to you.
Oh, the one about using Fortnite?
Yeah, is that real?
I didn't see anything about it. But
so maybe it's fake. Somebody was saying that Chaperone had said that Fortnite inspired songs on her sophomore album.
I think it has. I think that was fake.
I don't believe that that's real. Although, I don't know. It doesn't really say the source.
Like everyone keeps being like, gotta be fake. Yeah, gotta be fake. Chapel's already said she doesn't really listen to Taylor. Yeah, I think it's fake.
This is also so funny. People are just baiting now. TMZ and People just posted that Taylor and Travis are out to dinner with Chaperone and Elton John last night. Is a collab in the works? Click the link to read the article for yourselves. And it's just to vote for Taylor Swift. Listen, I appreciate creativity like that.
Yeah.
So that was fake, I guess. Again, it's
well,
so
good thing we're
hard.
Double checking now.
It's so hard in these Twitter streets. Like these people, like shit is so fucked up on Twitter. Like
I always try to figure out. The first reply is no one moved.
Yeah. That's how you know it's fake. Yeah. But sometimes they get you.
They really do.
Sometimes it's so innocuous that you're like, why would someone lie about this? And then it's a trick to get you to click that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's
that's so funny.
It's so dumb.
And I'm very, very, very gullible.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. It depends on the time of night. Like if I'm high on my, couch, like, oh, I believe everything that I see.
2 years ago, Joe, my sister's fiance, sent me a article. This was like May or March.
Yeah.
About how they were getting rid of the bean in Chicago and replacing it with a giant pink bunny from Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally fell for it. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they're getting rid of the bean. Like, this is fucking crazy. No. And it was an April Fool's prank. But he fell for it too because it was March. So he sent it to me being like, oh my God. What and I was like, fuck? Oh my God. And then everybody's we both trying realized to trick. It was an April Fool's prank a month late.
Everyone's always trying to trick everybody. It's so crazy. I'm sick of being tricked. I'm sick of being tricked. Like,
tricks are not for kids. Tricks are for kids.
Yeah, tricks are for kids. It's like, I'm sick of it. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Where's all the real people? Not being real.
Yeah. Where are the real people? God,
because
I know they're out there. I know the real people exist. Like, but if you look on Twitter, they don't. Like, no one's real. Like, it's just, it's exhausting.
Or like that crazy lady on the plane.
Right.
No one's real. That motherfucker right there is not real.
Yeah, like, that's literally how I feel going on Twitter every day. I swear to God. Like, it's just, it's nuts. And maybe I'm paranoid. Like, maybe I've become maybe I've fallen down like a total subset hole of paranoia. But I think that I think I'm right to be afraid of things. Like, I think I'm right to be on alert.
Fear is, yeah.
I think it's valid.
I think it's valid.
I think it's valid. Yeah, but, I agree. But yeah, so I think takeaways from today are Taylor and Travis are in love.
Yep.
No breakups in sight.
Yep.
They look fabulous.
Look fabulous.
Don't care about Brittany Mahomes.
Yep.
Do your research in politics.
Yep.
And be normal.
And yeah, be real.
Be real. Just be real.
Just be real.
Be real.
We need you.
We need the Be Real app back more than ever. Yeah. People are not. People have the second people stop using Be Real, people stopped being
That's
real.
That's fucking
and we
just true
need people
as
to be
fuck.
Real again.
Shit.
We need people to be real.
You're
again.
So right with that.
Be Real gave me so much anxiety. That app, like, it was like, oh my God, if I wasn't.
No, because I was like, why is my Be Real me sitting in my couch 5 days in a row?
Every day it
like,
was me sitting
this
on my
is just
couch.
Embarrassing.
But it also was like, I would wait. I'd be like, all right, well, my Be Real is bad now, but I'm going out in a couple hours. So
yeah,
I'll post
and then
it
you're
then.
Not fucking being real.
And then you're not being real. Right.
And so, that's the issue.
And that's the issue.
And it so all comes just down to the realness. It all comes down to the fake
Nobody's
people.
Fucking real. It's God this damn world it. Is full of fucking fakes. But anyway, okay. Fabulous, fabulous. Let's see. We have obviously our call in and DM segments we do on Thursdays as well. So if you're looking to call in and leave a voicemail about Taylor and Travis's happenings over the weekend or anything else you feel so inclined to, go ahead and call. 347-450-0723. You can go ahead and call and leave a voicemail, or you can text that number if you are feeling shy.
Yay.
Or you can send us a message on the Taylor Watch Instagram account. We're always checking it.
Yes.
Taylor.watch.
Always checking.
And until Thursday, we will...
we'll miss you guys so
we'll
much.
We'll miss you. Oh, and then we'll have the full VMAs. Oh, no, we won't. Shit.
Should we maybe do Thursday morning? Maybe we'll do Thursday morning. All right,
so then maybe we'll record. Maybe it'll be out a little bit later on Thursday, so we can include the VMAs. Yeah,
that's
let's do
a
that.
Smart
That'll
idea.
Be a smart
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It'll be a big, big, jam-packed episode Thursday. We'll have draft queens. We'll have calls and voicemails, and we'll have the VMAs.
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo-hoo! Look forward to Thursday.
We need to drink an energy drink.
Yeah, we will, for real. Yeah. We need a lot of coffee that day. Yeah. So, all right, we will see you guys then.
Love you guys.
Love you.